This is Catherine McMillan from Katie's Garden Plant Centre. The other week I was talking about the basics of hanging baskets, the importance of watering, how it's a good idea to give the plants a haircut when you first put them in, and how it's much easier to keep a big basket looking good. So today I'm going to be talking about the flowers, which is the bit everyone really wants to know about. So there aren't really any right or wrongs, but at Katie's Garden we love that really full effect, that ball of flowers on top cascading down. So the first thing to choose is an upright centrepiece. Now the upright pelargoniums, also known as zonal geraniums, are a really great choice for this. If you're working with a little bit of shade, then maybe go for upright fuchsia. Now if you want the really long, impressive cascading effect, then you're going to want a trailing foliage plant. Now even though they don't necessarily flower, because they're mixed in with all your other flowering plants, you don't really notice that, and they're just giving you that little bit of extra drop. They can often go 2-3 foot, maybe even more. So my favourite's probably the Dichondra, which has very pretty silver leaves. There's also Convolvulus. If you're working with a hot colour scheme, then I would go with the Golden Lysimachia, also known as Creeping Jenny. Really impressive plant, great amount of growth just from the one pot that you put in. Probably most vigorous option is Nepeta, so I wouldn't put that in anything smaller than about a 14-inch basket, because otherwise it'll just overwhelm everything else because it's such a vigorous plant, such a lot of growth from it. So if you've got a 12-inch diameter basket, you've got your centrepiece, you've got your trailing foliage, and now you've got room for about another three plants, and these are going to be your trailing, spreading, flowering plants. 14-inch basket, you can add another plant, 16-inch, another plant, again, maybe even two. So there'll probably be a lot of names that you do recognise, things like fuchsias, begonias, geraniums, lobelias, petunias. All of these you can also get as upright plants, so do make sure you're getting the right type when you buy them. Another option is the Million Bells, definitely worth the mention. They're like a miniature petunia, and like petunias, come in pretty much every colour of the rainbow and different colour combinations as well. So one of the benefits of having a bigger basket, 14-inch diameter and upwards, is you've got room for plants that we'll call fillers, or the semi-trailing plants, and they'll help you give that full effect on top. So names you might not know include Bidens, Bacopa, Brachioscome, Diasia and Verbena. And these can help, as I said, fill it out, and they'll weave amongst the other plants. And that's one of the reasons it's a really good idea to give the plants a haircut when you put them in, because when they grow back, they're going to grow into each other, weave together, and it'll be a lovely cohesive look. Now, some people stress over the colours, but as I said, this is really all about your choice. There aren't right or wrongs. So you could, for example, just put all the same colours. You could just have all petunias, have it matching, keep it nice and simple. You can go with pastel colour schemes that you're mixing up, blues, whites, pinks. You can go for a hot colour scheme. The reds, yellows, oranges look very effective together. You could go with just having all one colour, for example, going with pink. But if you're using different plants, you're getting lovely different textures, different size flowers, different shapes, the different leaves. And it can really blend together and look really lovely. But as I said, there aren't any right or wrongs. It's down to you, whatever tickles your fancy.